And tonight, we're going to discuss a shayla that's, I'm sure, on everyone's mind, is how early can one count Sfiras HaOmer? If all those who check their shul calendar have noticed there's a little bit of a change in the school scheduling for Ma'ariv, and as the Klausenberg Rebbe writes in a tshuva, it became already an accepted custom in all the shuls that the rabbis have to start preparing longer speeches between Mincha and Ma'ariv. Usually they give a short speech, but now they have more Torah. So there are those who actually say it's a beautiful thing before Shavuos, so we have a little bit more Torah. Okay, it's not the end of the world. But the question is, halachically speaking, how long does a person have to wait into the night to be able to count Sfira properly? The entire issue of when a person can count Sfira is based on a very fundamental question that we need to discuss this evening, is Bizman Hazeh, the mitzvah of Sfira Sarim that we have today, what is the nature of the Chiyav? Is it a Chiyav D'Iraisa, or is it a Chiyav D'Rabban? Why would that make the difference? Because we know that after Shkia until Tzitzik Chavim is called Bein HaShemashes. You know, they call it twilight, whatever that means, but it's called Bein HaShemashes. Bein HaShemashes is what halachically is considered a suffix. We don't know yet if it's day, we don't know if it's night yet. Tzeizek Echavim is night, Bein HaShemashes is a suffix. Before Shkia, it seems to be completely daytime, even though we'll see later today, hopefully, tonight's year, that there's a possibility he might be able to count Sfira after Plag HaMincha, which is still daytime. It's for sure daytime after Plag, but we'll see that's a possibility. But if Bein HaShemashes is always considered a suffix, so if Sfiras HaOmer would be a mitzvah d'oraisa, you'd have to go l'chumra. Suffix d'oraisa l'chumra, you can't count Bein HaShemashes. But if Sfiras HaOmer would only be a d'rabbanon, so then you'd be able to apply the rule of suffix d'rabbanon l'kula, and you would be allowed to count Bein HaShemashes. That's the premise of tonight's shir, to figuring out, is Sfiras HaOmer b'zman hazeh a mitzvah d'oraisa, to that you'd have to go l'chumra, or is it a mitzvah d'rabbanon, and you'd be allowed to go l'kula? In order to answer this question, we must see a very important Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara Menachos Dach Samach Vav Amar Aleph, the first of the Ma'amar Kaimis, tells us the following machlokes. Amar Abaya, mitzvah l'mimne yomer, mitzvah l'mimne shvua. Abaya says there's a mitzvah to count the days of the yomer, and likewise a mitzvah to count the weeks. You have to do both. You have to count the days and the weeks like we do. Then the Gemara goes on and says, the Beir of Ashi, money yomer, money shvua. That was what they did in the Beis Medrash of Abashi. They counted days, they counted weeks. Ameimar, but Ameimar said no. Money yomer, Abemar only counted days, v'loy money shvua. Ameimar didn't count the weeks. He just counted the days. Why? Amar zeichel l'mikdashu. Says Ameimar, because the whole Sfira Sa'imer is zeichel l'mikdashu. Now the Amoraim were already post the Chorban, so we're talking about Bizman HaZeh when there's no Beis HaMikdash. So Ameimar's comment is zeichel l'mikdashu. The whole counting of the Oyim that we do today is just to commemorate the Beis HaMikdash. What does that mean? So Rashi learns, in number two, Amar haimin yonad ha'ashtalav chayvuhu. Ameimar is telling us that today there's really no obligation for us to have to count the Omer. Why? The Haleka Omer. We don't have a Karban Omer. If you look in the Psukim in the Torah, at least in one place in the Torah, in Pashas Emor, when the Torah describes the mitzvah of counting the Omer, the Torah says, count 50 days, miyoyim haviyachem as Karban Omer, from the day you brought the Karban Omer. We didn't bring the Karban Omer today. So how can you tell me there's an obligation to count the Omer? The Torah clearly writes that the obligation starts miyoyim haviyachem, the day you bring it. Now the Svasemes in Meseches Menachos points out that there's another parasha in the Torah. There's two places in the Torah where the Torah discusses Sfiras HaOmer. One place is a parashas Emor, and there in parashas Emor the Torah writes Miyoyim Haviyachem as Karban HaOmer. But says the Svasemes, there's another part in parashas Re'eh, and in parashas Re'eh the Torah doesn't say a word about the Karban HaOmer. There it says count Sheva Shavuos Tispalach Amtol Shavuos. So that sounds like it has nothing to do with the Karban HaOmer. So the Svasemes is a whole shtukel Torah to answer up the two psukim in the Torah. But in any case, Ameimar held that today there's no obligation. The whole thing is just to commemorate the Beis HaMikdash. It's sufficient just to count the days. The simple way of learning this Gemara is that there's a fundamental machlokes Amoraim taking place in this Gemara Menachos, and they're arguing what is the nature of the Chiyuv Sfiras HaOmer b'zman hazeh. If it's d'oraisa, then you got to count days and you got to count weeks. You got to do it the right way. If it would only be a d'rabbanan, then you can get away with doing what we'd call a half-baked job. You don't have to do the full obligation of counting days and weeks. It's good enough just to count the days. So it would be a machlokes in the Gemara if it's d'oraisa or is it d'rabbanan. There's another way, perhaps, to learn the Gemara that everyone agrees it's d'rabbanan. They're arguing that even if it's a d'rabbanan, do you necessarily have to keep it exactly like the Torah or not? Can you veer off exactly from where the Torah describes it to a new type of version of Sfiras HaOmer? To which the Brisker Rav, to his Maseches Menachos and Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, they all ask the famous kash on this Gemara. They all ask, if a Meimar is telling us that Sfiras HaOmer b'zman hazeh is a d'rabbanan, why would they make the d'rabbanan different than the d'oraisa? We have a principle, whenever Chazal do things, they try to copy the Torah. For example, Yom Tov Sheni, you don't find that Yom Tov Sheni has a built-in, there's leniencies, but you don't find that the way they set it up was to keep it, you know, half of Yom Tov. It's the real deal. So asks the Brisku Rav, so why would a Meimer tell you that since Sfiras HaYomim is Ma'an, there's only Darbani, you know what, that's, you don't have to do, do half the job. Why should it be that way? So the Brisku Rav says a very big yisoid that is repeated by many, many people, that the Brisku Rav says that we misunderstood what a Meimer was saying. A Meimer wasn't saying that Sfiras HaYomim is Ma'an is just a Darbani. It's not what he's saying. He's saying there's something called a Zeichel HaMikdashu, that Chazal made certain takanas throughout our lives to, for us to remember one thing, that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. That's what they did. They didn't say count Svira because we decided that even though there's no Din Derais, we want you to be Derabbanan. No, we don't care about it. We want you to live with the fact that there's no Beis HaMikdash. That was this new Takana. Therefore, you don't have to be exactly like the Derais because it was a new self-made Takana just to commemorate the idea that we have no Beis HaMikdash. Says the Brisku Rav, according to this, we can answer the famous kasha that we Rishayim all deal with. Why was there no Shechiyonu on the first night of Svira? We did Svira Sayim on the first time for the second night of Pesach. We didn't make a Shechiyonu. Why not? Every mitzvah that's done for the first time gets a Shechiyonu. Why didn't Svira Sayim get a Shechiyonu? So the Baal Amor in the end of Avi Pesachim asks his kasha. Now, tonight's not the time to get into the lomdus. We'll just very quickly, if you look in the Baal Amor, so he says a bunch of words that need explanation. But the Brisku Rav says, according to me, it's Pashat. The Brisku Rav says that's what the Baal Amor means. Parts of the Baal Amor sound like the Brisku Rav, not all of the Baal Amor. But in any case, says the Brisku Rav, it's Pashit. Because the counting of the Omer today is not like we're trying to copy the Torah. It's Chazal said, we need to feel the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. So they said, you know, we're going to get up every single night for the next 49 days till Shavuos and remind ourselves we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Says the Brisku Rav, you're not going to say a Shechiyanu on that. That's like a person getting up after, you know, in the beginning of Shiva and he rips Kriya, he's going to say a Shechiyanu. It doesn't make any sense. You're happy to be here. You're not happy to be here. You'd much rather not have to be in this situation. So therefore, says the Brisku Rav, that's why there's no Shechiyanu on Tzvira Sarim. Okay. A lot more to talk about in this Shtukot Torah.
The definition of Zeichel HaMikdash is that it is deficient, that it's not replication.
Right. That's why the Lashon of the Gemara is exactly the very Medoic according to the Brisku Rav. Zeichel HaMikdash means we're trying to relive the Torah. We're trying to commemorate the fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. That's how the Brisku Rav...
By not having the same...
By Badafka, exactly. That's part of it. Okay, you can do...
Why by Korach would you need a Kizayis? It's a Zeicher. So maybe it should be half.
Right, so there, Yesh Lodan, what we're trying to accomplish. It gets tricky when you're trying to figure out what they did and why they did it. For example, there's a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah that talks about a whole bunch of takanas that we made post the Chorban to remind us that we used to have a Beis HaMikdash. They don't count Svir Soimer as one of them. So the Sfas Emes wants to bring a Raya, maybe not like that's a Raya, not like this Shikol Torah from the Brisku Rav. So it gets very tricky to figure out when we decided to copy, and when we decided to change it, and when we decided, it's not clear to me, when exactly they decided. The Pashat way, you wouldn't read the Gemara like this Brisku Rav, you'd read the Gemara simply, it's a Derabbanan. And a Derabbanan, so then you have the Brisku Rav's Kasha. If it's a Derabbanan, why did they change it? The truth is the Sfas Emes asks the Kasha also. If it's a Derabbanan, why did they change it? Okay, we don't want to get into too much lumdus tonight, but in any case, there's a lot of lumdus over here that needs to be discussed. But what comes out of the Gemara is, if you learn the Gemara simply without the Brisku Rav, or even with the Brisku Rav, it comes out that Svira Sa'im Rebizman Azeh is a mitzvah d'rabba. Okay, so what halachic ramifications does it have? So writes Taisvis over here, Menachas, the same thing is found in the Rush, in the Psachim. Zog Taisvis, number 3, Nira de Besafik Hashecha Yochel Avarech. Says Taisa, just because I just finished telling you that the whole Sfiras HaYomim is only the Rabbanon, based on that halacha, you can now count Ben Hashmashas. You don't have to wait till it's Tzeisach Yechavim. For Dairaisis, you have to wait for Tzeisach Yechavim. For Matzah, Lo Pesach, you have to wait. But not for the Rabbanon. V'kivin shu sveka the Rabbanon, because it's a Suffolk. V'oid, then Taisa tells us another very important chiddush. V'oid Omar, da'afilu b'yoyim samalcha chashecha odif. Says Taisvis, don't say, you know what, I'm using a suffix to Rabbanan and the whole counting is based on that. I don't want to use a suffix. Says Taisvis, no, there's actually something better about counting at the beginning of the night. You get what's called tamimis. What does it mean, tamimis? You want to count a full night. So if I wake up and first count tonight at 2 o'clock in the morning, I missed 4 hours of the evening. 4 hours already have passed before I counted that night. So the earlier you count, the more you're getting the full counting. So therefore, says Taisus, is actually a perk. There's a benefit in counting early. Not only is it a Savi Darbanan L'Kuli, you could count early, there's actually a Maila in counting early that you're getting more of what we call Tamimis. That's the line that Taisus makes.
The assumption on the latter part would have to be that it was the correct time.
That's right. The assumption is that you're considered this nighttime. Obviously, no one's going to say count in the afternoon because of Tamimis. It doesn't make any sense, right? Yeah.
I'm not clear on how that works to say if you do it a little earlier. Tamimis, because we know, for instance, we don't start Shavuos early.
Okay, good. That's something we need to talk about. I, I'm hoping to talk about it by Shavuos. If you remember, when there's Tmimus, is Tmimus every night, is Tmimus the first night, is Tmimus the last night, it's telling the Machloik is Taz, and Taz and Magen Avraham and Hilchos Shavuos, which, believe it, I hope to get too close to the Shavuos.
Other than this in Tosfos, even though we say we can't count earlier during Ben Shavuos because it's only subject to Rabbanim, of a person's able is better for
you. So that's what we're going to see also. The Divrei Yitziv, the Klausenberg Rebbe, has a lengthy tshuva where he thinks that why should we be Soymech on Tzveik? Why should we be Soymech on Tzveikis? You know? The Chatchila, why should we all do it? Why are we all living life b'dieved? Now again, as we'll talk to in tonight's show, which I hope to get into, what happens if a guy's afraid he's going to forget? A guy knows his schedule, he knows he's busy, he knows once he gets home, he goes to sleep, he's going to forget. So it's either now or never, maybe now is better. But if we're talking about a guy who's going to be up for the next 3 hours, and there's 40 different Ma'ariv options, and the question is, why would you daven at the Ma'ariv that's controversial when you could daven at the better Ma'ariv? Yeah, so that argument is very strong.
Is Tosfos saying that you really need to count at the exact same time every night, otherwise you're shorting one day?
That's a discussion. There's a whole discussion about this, right? There's a whole discussion. Does Tosfos mean just the first night? Does he mean every night? Because we'll see in a second.
Is there a concept that you're pulling from one day?
Yeah, this is all discussed. Yeah, this is discussed. And it's very negated to the question of making early Shavuos. If you're going to make Shavuos early, so then you're going to be shorting the Tmimus on the other end. So the question is, which end are we concerned about? The beginning, every night? That is a big discussion. But Li Neder, hopefully by Shavuos, we'll get to it at some point. But this Tosfos is very big for us. The Rush says the same thing. That means Tosfos is assuming for a Davar Pashat, Tzvi Yisrael Mebizan Azeh as the Rabbanan. Why does Tosfos say his second Svara? So it's interesting, Shmuel Vosner has a tshuva where he's very troubled. Shmuel Vosner says, how can you make a bracha b'ein HaShemashas? Very nice, Safik D'Rabbanan L'Kula tells you that it's nighttime, but Safik D'Rabbanan should also tell you that Safik Brachas L'Hakal. How can you make a bracha b'ein HaShemashas? You're not sure if it's day or if it's night. If it's day, you can't make a bracha. If it's night, you could make a bracha. So how do you make a bracha? Safik, the same Safik should work the other way. And the Safik should dictate you can't make a bracha. Says Ibn Shmuel Vazda, that's why Tosfos brought his second Svara. His second Svara is strong enough, not only is it a Safik, there's an extra mile of Tamimis, and that mile tips the scale to enable you to make a bracha. This Tosfos is used halacha l'maisa by the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah writes an interesting halacha. The Mishnah Berurah writes that let's say in shul, let's say tonight at 9 o'clock, where it's way past Tzeis HaGehovim, and you come to the end of davening, and the question is, should you count Sfira first, or should you say Aleinu first? So the Mishnah Berurah paskins, you should say Sfira before Aleinu. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah says, because of Tamimis. We want to do it as early as we can. So 1 second, so let's do it before Ma'ariv. If I'm going to daven Ma'ariv at 10 o'clock tonight, so why don't I count Sfira early? So that's a discussion. So the answer they say is no. Ma'ariv, if I come at 9 o'clock, and there's Ma'ariv, so Tadu V'Shein Tadu, Tadu Kaidim, so Ma'ariv goes before the Sfira Sa'imer. There's a Shaila, what about Kiddush Levana versus Sfira Sa'imer? Which is more Tadu? Kiddush Levana is 12 times a year. Sfira Sa'imer is 49 times. But the fact is that Sfira Sa'imer comes more often. Sfira Sa'imer is only during this period. Masha Inkin's Kiddush Levana is every single month. So how do you look at Tadu in that case? Oh, that's a Shaila in the Achronim. Right, so the problem is there's a maila brought down by a lot of people that you're supposed to try to say Sfiras Ayim Beroiv Am Hadras Melech, which is one of the reasons why there might be a little bit of an issue if you're going to daven. Let's say you're going to daven an early Ma'ariv, and you're going to wait till later to count because whatever comes out of tonight's shir. It might not be the best thing. It might be better to daven at a later Ma'ariv just because counting Beroiv Am, A, and B, we're going to see that if you're going to daven Ma'ariv early, you might not be allowed to eat, which we'll have to get to a little bit later. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins count Sfira first. The Gra held not like that. The Gra and all the Chassidim, if you go to Chassidish Shul, all the good Chassidim that follow the Zidit Shev Minog, the Zidit Shev Rebbe, they all do it the other way around. They all do it afterwards. They do first Aleinu, then they count Sfira. So in Harei Kedem, Salavechik writes that in Litta there were two Menhagim also. So Salavechik says, what's the Shaila? What's the question? Which should go first? So he explains beautifully. He says, what's Aleinu? What's the role of Aleinu? So he clears a Chakira. Is Aleinu a part of the davening? Shemana Esri, Aleinu is all part of the davening, and Aleinu is the conclusion of davening. Or maybe not. He quotes, I think, either a Bachar or a Magen Avram that says that's not the role of Aleinu. Aleinu was, davening is over after the Kaddish. So what's Aleinu? Chazal wanted that everyone should go home with Aleinu. Aleinu should be the last thing you say when you leave. Why? Because it talks about Kabbal Samach Shemayim, it talks about Hashem. That should be the parting words when you go home to Shul. But of course, it's not actually part of the davening. So he points out, an afkamina would be, if that's true, so there's no reason to say Aleinu, Erev Shabbos by Mincha. You're not going home. If the whole reason why we say Aleinu is because that should be the last thing we say before we go home, so you shouldn't have to say Aleinu on Erev Shabbos by Mincha, because you're not going home yet. You're going to first... Yeah, so the Yom is even more tricky, what the Yom exactly is. That's a big problem. So the Reb Soloveitchik says that should be a nafkamina. So he says that's the machloekes achreinim over here. If you understand that aleinu is the end of the davening, it's a chelik of davening, so then just like davening, svira doesn't push davening, so aleinu shouldn't get pushed either. But if aleinu is the pshat, it's the final thing you're supposed to say before you leave, it's like, you know, kiss the mezuzah and then you leave, so you got to say it right before you leave. So if you're going to, so first count svira and then you leave. That's Reb Soloveitchik's beautiful pshat to explain the two different minhagim and klai Yisrael. To why some people, what you find today in a lot of shuls is, they'll say aleinu first because they're looking at the clock, and they see, it's a little questionable, are we really at Tzeitzei Kachavim? So they say, you know what, as if the aleinu and the kaddish will actually give you any more time. The whole thing is 35 seconds, I think it'll make a difference. Chances are it's not making a difference at that point. But there are some people who do that. They'll do it the other way around because they think that they're, but then you'll find people that it's 65 minutes after Shkia, and they're also doing the sphere, they're doing aleinu first. Okay, the Teretz says they're going like the goy. But in any case...
Is that why we had an aleinu after Kiddush Levana?
No, the aleinu after Kiddush Levana is also a discussion. The Ber Halacha over there in Kiddush Levana discusses where it comes from. One of the reasons that the Ber Halacha says he thinks is the pshat because we spend this whole time talking about the moon, the moon, the moon. People are going to get the wrong idea that we worship the moon. So in order to reinsure that we're not moon worshippers, we talk about Hashem. We talk about aleinu, we talk about Hashem. That's the reason the Mishnah Berurah gives. But he was very troubled, Mishnah Berurah, where this minute comes from. It's not brought down on Shulchan Aruch to say aleinu afterwards. And that's why there's an afkamina, whether or not, if there's only, if you say Kiddush Levana by yourself. Machlokes Chazanish and others, if you say Kiddush Levana by yourself, do you have to say aleinu? Because what's the purpose? You know what you were doing. When, if you ever walk by Kiddush Levana, I always wonder what the goyim think you're doing out there. You see 75 people standing at the moon like a bunch of crazies. So then someone might think you're taka worshipping the moon. So you say aleinu to reinsure, no, we believe in God. But if you're just by yourself, so I think the Chazanish held, there's no reason to say aleinu. Rabbi Belsky disagreed, he had a whole shtickle terror, why not like that? But, so aleinu is, this is the idea of salvation, he's telling us, aleinu is more than just being chelik of the davening, aleinu is really this idea that we're trying to imbue in ourselves all malchushma. So that's what he times. So the question now is, halach lemaisa, who do we paskan like? Is Svir Sa'imim Bezman Zed Rabbanan, and therefore you go like Taisa, you can count Be'er Shmashes, which tonight with me you can count at 8 o'clock, or Svir Sa'imim Bezman Zed Reis. So I'd like to spend some time, I don't have too much of it, focusing on what I think the Shulchan Aruch holds, and what I think the Ramah holds. Which makes a very big difference for Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. If you look in the Beis Yosef at number 4, the Beis Yosef writes, quotes a Ran Psachim, that the Ran writes the following statement. He quotes the Ran that today the whole Sfir Sa'imah is only the Rabbanan. And therefore, B'midi the Rabbanan, Sveika Lekul. Then he quotes again, the Beis Yosef writes this again. Roiv ha mefarshim maskim de svir sa'imer hash de leka havov le karben eine elam de rabbanan ba'alma. So Beis Yosef writes in two places that he believes that bezman hazeh svir sa'imer is only de rabbanan, and therefore svir sa'imer bezman hazeh is de rabbanan. You have all the right in the world to be able to be count bein hashmashes. That's the opinion of the Rosh, that's the opinion what the Ram calls roiv ha mefarshim. However, the Shita Sarambam is not like that. The famous Rambam, number 6, the Rambam in Tamidim HaMusafin writes, Mitzvah zu al kol ishmi Yisrael, ubichol mokim ubichol zman. The Rambam writes that this mitzvah is on all Jews, wherever you live and whenever you live. What does it mean, bichol zman, even today, when there's no Beis HaMikdash? So the Rambam seems to hold that this mitzvah is applicable even today. V'noshim v'avodim p'turim mimenu. And women and avodim apartah from this. Kesef Mishnah says, what's pshat in the Rambam? So the Kesef Mishnah learned that the Rambam learned that the machloikis in the Gemara was, is it the Rabbanan or is it the Raisa? And the Rambam paskin that it's the Raisa, and therefore the Rambam sheet is that Svir Sa'imer Bezman is the Raisa. When the Rambam writes that women apartah from Svir Sa'imer, so the Kesef Mishnah says, because the Mitzvah says Shazman Grom. I have to mention it, it's on the Maram HaKermis, and we'll get to it tonight. There's a very famous Ramban in Kedushin of Lama Dalet. Every yeshiva bacha knows this because when they learn Kiddushin and they get to Daf Lamed Aleph, it's a great Ramban to talk about. The Ramban writes Kiddushin Daf Lamed Aleph that Svir Sa'imer is an example of a mitzvah sasei she'ein hazman gram. It's an unbelievable Ramban. The Ramban writes in Daf Lamed Aleph and Kiddushin, the Ramban is going through the Gemaras over there that talk about mitzvah sasei she'ein hazman gram. And he gives a whole list and he throws into the list Svir Sa'imer. So everyone says, what's the Ramban saying? How could Svir Sa'imer be a mitzvah sasei she'ein hazman gram? It's a pella. You can't get more Zman Grumma than this. You can only do it during the night. You can't do it during the day. You can only do it from Pesach L'Shavuos. This is Zman Grumma. How can it be an Ein Zman Grumma? So everyone tumbles. There's a tshuva from Nadei Nezer about it, and there's a Chazan Yecheskel. Everyone says Pulpulim on it. If Soloveitchik is quoted by Rav Shechter, Nefesh HaRav, if Soloveitchik said, don't waste your time, so tell us Seifu. Kansa thing's a printing mistake. Don't waste your time. There's no way the Ramban said it. Don't bother. It's not true. Okay, so I just want to mention it to go on record, to mention this famous Ramban, and of Soloveitchik's opinion on the Ramban. But many, many achreinim, mutshud and tumult and said so much Torah, you can't believe Torah that was given on this Ramban, which of Soloveitchik felt is not true, this Ramban. But in any case, the Rambam sheet is that women are exempt from this mitzvah because it is Zman Grama. I'd like to also mention the Mishnah Berurah, It's on the Maamar Kermis. I don't know if we'll get to it tonight. There's another very famous Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah says that he quotes A.A. Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that even though I agree women are potter, kvashavya aleim choiva, the women already accepted upon themselves that they want to do it. And the Menachas Chinuch asks, what does that mean, kvashavya aleim choiva? When did this happen? Who gave them the right? Others say, what do you mean? If the Torah exempted them, why are they going out of their ways to make themselves obligated? There's a reason why they're potter. Why would they make themselves obligated? So this Magen Avraham is very negated to Shaifer. Because Reb Kivega has all discussion. If kvashavi leim choiva, so let's say a lady doesn't show up to shul once on Rosh Hashanah, so now she has to be matan neder. A whole discussion. Then the Mishneh Berurah quotes from a Shulchan Shleim that says today women don't count with a bracha, and he says it's a very controversial statement. He says because the vada yitu, they're for sure going to make a mistake, and he says that they don't know pirish hamilas. They don't know what the words mean. So today, Baruch Hashem, that's definitely not the case. They probably know pirish hamilas better than the boys. They definitely know all the words. So that's not a cheshbon. So therefore, for that reason, most gedolei achareinim hold today that women may count. What they were afraid with women counting was is that women are going to, what's going to happen? They're going to make a bracha on the first night. So the first night they'll remember because you can't have to say it. Maybe they'll make it to Cholamayt. By the time you can make it ready to, a week after Pesach, they're going to forget. And then the whole thing's going to be a bracha levatol. Which is the exact reason that when a lady counts 7 clean days after her nidus, when she wants to become clean, she doesn't make a bracha. Because what happens if day 3 gets saiser? She doesn't make a bracha. So for that reason, a lot of achrayim said today they don't make a bracha. Today, a lot of say, what do you mean? Today, there's a beautiful app. My wife downloaded a terrific Sfira Sa'imer app. And you have Sfira Sa'imer charts. Lakewood sent me a beautiful Sfira Sa'imer chart. And, you know, the stipler used to go around reminding his wife and his daughters that they should remember to count Sfira. I try to do that also. I remind my wife every night that she should remember to count Sfira. But today, it's a very hard sell to say that women can't count Sfira. They're not obligated. That's fine. But the problem is for Svaidish women. So Svaidish women don't make brachas on mitzvah say Shazman Grama. So for a Svaidish girl, if she wants to count, she can count, but she can't make a bracha on it. Ashkenazic women should count. But if a woman is going to count, she should try to stay on top of her game, just like a man should. And every man should also make sure to make it through the 49 days.
Man could mess up.
100%, all right?
No, I'm saying, so, yeah. So in that case,
right, right. The difference is the men know they're obligated, so therefore they go to shul. Again, men go to shul, so the shul reminds them. I hear all the cheshbonos, but I think today, with all that we have today, I think it's, someone just told me he was in a certain community, and a certain very chashuv rav said today that women shouldn't count Sfira. I don't understand it. I think today they're more on top of it than the men are. I think they're zohir because they're not obligated. That's why they're on top of it and they know they have to do it. And there's apps and there's reminders and there's all these wonderful things that we have today. I don't think it's such a problem. And definitely think today pirish hamilas is not an issue for the women. Yeah.
Definitely not. Yes.
This is where the Beis Yosef decided not to follow the opinion of the Rambam because, according to many, the Rambam is a Das Yochid, even though we'll see that the Baralacha doesn't think that's the case. The Baralacha thinks he's not the Das Yochid. But most Rishonim, the Rosh and others, held that Sfira Sa'imer Zman Azeh is only the Rabban. How did the Shulchan Aruch himself paskin? So before we get to Shulchan Aruch, there's a very long Baralacha over here, number 8, where the Baralacha does a little bit of a clarification for us. The Baralacha says, don't think the Rambam is the only one who holds Sfira Sa'imer Zman Azeh as the Reis. Says the Baralacha, it's not just the Rambam. He gives you a whole list of Rishonim. Gives you a whole list of people of Chashev Rishonim that held that Sfira Sa'imer Zman Azeh is their Eisa. So if you want to look at the list of number 8, he goes to a whole list of, and he concludes and he says, therefore, Lefi Zeh, Ye So'ed Gadol Min Agenu She'anu Zehirim Shoy Lisperat Seisek Chavim. Says the Baralacha, there's a good basis for why we don't count early. Because I just quoted you a whole list of Rishonim that holds Sfira Sa'imer Zman Azeh is their Eisa. And therefore, I think you really shouldn't count early. So the Mr. Brewer's opinion, I think, is that he really thinks it's not right to count Ben Hashmashas, because you have to deal with all these Rishonim that he quotes that think Sfira Sa'imer Zman Azeh is their race. What about the Shulchan Aruch? So let's see the Mechaber number 9. The Mechaber is talking about a Tshuva Sarashva, a very interesting case that could happen in a day like today. Before they had clocks, right, I was somewhere Cholamayit, where they were trying to figure out when to start Ma'ariv. So everyone's looking at the watch. The guy says, we don't use watches anymore. We use the cell phones. Whenever the cell phone says what time Ma'ariv, 8:30, then we start Ma'ariv. So I came to the guy in Yom Tov. I said, what are you going to do tonight? You're not going to daven Ma'ariv, because it doesn't say on the cell phone it's Yom Tov. Now you can't look at your cell phone. So today, we don't have these problems, because we have watches and we have phones. But in the times of Rishonim, they looked outside, and if it looked dark, they thought it was nighttime. So the Rashi was talking about a case where it was a cloudy day, and they went outside, and they thought it was nighttime. And then they realized it was just cloudy, and they counted Sfira Sa'imer early. So what do you do? So says the Mechaber, Im Tov, Yem Hamu Unenu Bercha Sfira Sa'imer. He's quoting a Tshuva Sarajba. So the Mechaber writes, Chayzim Lispa Kishet Techshach. You gotta recount when it gets dark. We're talking about they count at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They gotta count again when it gets dark. What does it mean when it gets dark? So that sounds like Ben Hashmashas. That means the earliest time to recount is after Shkir. V'hamidaktikim, but the Frumma guys, those that are very careful, Einam Soifim Ad Seis Echavim. They don't count until Tseis. V'chein Rotwi Lasis. That's the proper thing to do. I don't understand. Who's the first people? First people are not medaktikim. Well, they're wrong, they're right. Who's wrong, who's right? So the Mishnah Berurah explains that the Cheshbon in the base, in the Cheshbon in the Shulchan Aruch is very simple. Really, it's a suffix. You have a Rishayim on one side, Rishayim on the other side. So, Me'ikar Adin, you can rely on the Rishayim, that's Rishayim as Manas Ezra, but and account after Shkia. But the medaktikim, what makes them from? They're from because they don't want to be Samech on those Rishayim. They want to be Chayshish for the other Rishayim, like the Be'er Halacha, that holds Rishayim as Manas Ezra, Reisa. And that's why the medaktikim only wait to count later. Okay, good. But what happens B'di'evit? Now B'di'evit, you weren't a medaktik. You can't do Tzvi'ah Sarmid tonight at 8:10. What do you do? So the Mishnah Berurah at the end of number 10, he writes, Mikomok in B'di'evit in Be'erich Ben Hashmash is Yotza. Yotza, of course, yeah, that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes. The Shulchan Aruch says Yotza. Avad El Yerabah Mefakvik Pazeh. But El Yerabah took issue with this. Umitzadeh Denochen Sheyachz V'yisper B'tezikhov B'lei Bracha. El Yerabah said, no, if a person would to count tonight at 8:10, at 8 o'clock, he should take account again after Tzeitzik HaChavim. Why? So the Sharetzin says, where's the Eliyahu Rabbah coming from? He's coming from because he's nervous. There's a whole list of Rishayim that holds Tzvi'ah Sarmid Zman Hazeh is Dereisa. So even though the Rosh and Taisvis, and I think the Beis Yosef really picked sides and told you that we go like those that are to the Rabbanon, it's still a Suffolk. So since it's still a Suffolk, it's not right to do it, and therefore B'di'evit a person should count again.
Without a bracha,
because again, you have to play the suffix the other way.
Yeah.
Right? Because you have to still say, well, maybe you were Yaitze, so if you were Yaitze, you can't count with the bracha.
Huh? No, it's the
so we're going to have to talk about that a little later, about how we're always nervous about the bracha if we're going to do this. So it seems like from the Mishnah Berurah that he leaves off with this Eliyahu Rabbah, so I don't think it's right for a person to count Ben Hashmash, because according to the Eliyahu Rabbah, you're not Yaitze. The Bach writes, Minog ha'oilam achshav levarach b'safik hashecha. The Bach in his days, the minhag was everyone counted Ben Hashmoshes. Today we don't do that. This is not lechatchila. Why not? So Aruch HaShulchan writes in number 12 that ve'einanu soimchen lispar Ben Hashmoshes. No, we don't really count Ben Hashmoshes. It's really not preferred. Rak b'kabbalah Shabbos, Friday night, the only time you're allowed to daven early, says the Aruch HaShulchan, to count Tzvi early is Friday night. B'shem de ha-mitzvah v'chayv l'kabbal Shabbos ba'oid yoyim. Because since you're going to make Shabbos early, so you can count Ben Hashmoshes. But on a regular Tuesday night, says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's not right. Huh?
And then
that's right. That's the trade-off. Now, the Chayodim sets it up the way we would set it up. The Chayodim writes, Mitzvah se lispa achat se zikchov. V'imsofa ben hashmosh is yotz. So he's not like the Eliyahu Rabbah. He thinks you're yotz. But Ulan de Omar, the Sviya in Elam Adarbon, aflechat chila muta ben hashmosh. Says the Chayodim, if you feel comfortable lumping yourself with those Rishayim, you can even do it lechat chila. Now, the problem is no one really wants to do that because they all want to say, but what about the other Rishayim? So again, if a person knows there's no way he's making it to Tzeisek HaChavim, it's just not happening, he's going to bed at 8 o'clock tonight, it's either now or never, so it's Pashat. I think he should count Ben Hashmashes with a Bruch. I think you can be Tzeimach on those Rishayim. But if a guy's going to be up anyway, still 11 o'clock, so why should you count early? It's better to count Bezman.
Why wouldn't it be better to count in the morning when he wakes up without a Bruch?
Because then you, first of all, then I'd say you lost out on Tamimus, and then you for sure didn't count at the right time. But the dates are sure not the right time. It might be a tashlumin.
Might be the wrong time.
Yeah, but I think there's enough rishonim that will tell you that you're okay Ben Hashmoshes. I'd feel more comfortable counting Ben Hashmoshes.
Is it 7 o'clock?
So we're going to get to that a little later. Not tonight, I guess. But there's a shaila. Can you even count after Plaga Mincha? There are rishonim and there are achrenim that hold you can even count Tzvi'ah Sa'imer after Plaga Mincha. Reb Shmuel Vozner writes in a tshuva that someone asked him, what about in the Ve Simcha in Eretz Yisrael? It's a living for older people. They're not making it to Tzeizek Chavim. It's not happening. So he writes that they can take account after Plaga Mincha. Shmuel Kamenetsky writes, what about little kids? You have a 10-year-old kid. You want to be mechanechem to do mitzvahs. He's not staying up till 9 o'clock or whatever. So what should he do? So he writes, let him count after Plaga Mincha with a bracha. Why? Because there are paiskim that hold you up. We don't go like that, pashtus, but there are such paiskim. Now, what would a person do if he knows he's going to bed before Shkia? Should he count after Plaga? I think there's a tzad to say he should do that, because there are plenty of achreidim, even rishayim, that how they used to count that early. But it's definitely not preferred. So what's the earliest time a person can count if he wants to be choshish that you need to have tzeisek chavim? Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky is quoted over here, number 14, as saying that the earliest is 38 minutes after shkia. Hazmanai, yes, mukmul, says, Hazmanai, who, I got cut off, but it's 38 minutes. That's Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's sheet of how to calculate tzeis. So according to Rabbi Yaakov, the earliest is 38 minutes. Now again, it's very funny to me. If you chayshish, right, shuls wait between mincha and ma'ar. How long should the shul wait? So I've seen shuls that wait, 15 minutes. Right? What are you accomplishing if you wait 15 minutes? If you hold that it's real, And it's a deraisa. You got to wait, I don't know, 38 minutes like a biyakov, or 40 minutes, or 50 minutes like you would for a deraisa. If you hold this darabon, don't wait anything. Go right after shkia. So it's a very funny thing to me how long you have to wait. So according to biyakov, all you have to wait is 38 minutes. That's the bare minimum of time. If you count 38 minutes after shkia, you count it officially after seizikachav. Okay. The Ramah sheet is a little bit hard to understand. The Ramah writes an interesting halach, which is extremely negay halach l'maisa. The Ramah writes, number 15, ukeshagia hazman, when it reaches the time to count sfira, osu lechol, a person is prohibited to eat. This means he's not allowed to eat a big meal. He's not allowed to sit down to a big supper. He's allowed to eat little things, maybe fruit. Achi yisper until he counts. Fafilu hizchol lechol, and even if he starts to eat, poisek v'sefer, he has to stop. When does this prohibition start? So the Mishnah Berurah says, this starts at seisek echavim. So the Shaar Tzion asks, seisek echavim? But I thought you can count ben hashmashas. He says, yeah, you could count, but you're not obligated to count. This din is when you're obligated to do something. You're not obligated at ben hashmashas. You could, you're not obligated. So therefore, writes the Mishnah Berurah that starting from seisek echavim, which is, let's say, 8:45 tonight, person comes home late from work, he's going to daven at a 10 o'clock ma'ariv. But now it's 8:45, he wants to sit down for supper. So he's not allowed to eat supper. You're not allowed to eat until you count sfira. So this halacha is extremely relevant. Now, the reason why the Achrenim say it's not so relevant for us is because how's a person allowed to sit down at 8:45 and not say Kriyashma? He didn't daven Ma'ariv yet. The answer is because he plans on going to daven Ma'ariv. So since he plans on going to daven Ma'ariv, he's going to end up in a minyan. The minyan will count sefira. This way, it's not a problem. However, what happens if you don't plan on davening with a minyan? You came home late and you're tired and you don't feel well and you're going to daven Ma'ariv at home. And you'll daven Ma'ariv at 10 o'clock, be yechidus. Then you are not allowed to eat until you count sefira. Now, it's not a big deal. Sefira certainly takes a whole total of 3 seconds. Even if you say the L'shem Yichud, which we'll try to knock out tonight, even if you say it, it takes maybe 2 minutes. So you should do that. But for most of us, this halacha is not negeya. However, this halacha is negeya if you daven an early ma'ariv. Let's say you come here and you daven the first ma'ariv here, which is, I think, they start around 8:10. And you don't want to count sefira that early. You think it's too early. Fine, so you come home. Then you decide you want to eat supper. You can't eat supper because you didn't count sefira yet. And you can't be samech on the fact that you're in shul because you're not going back to shul. So it's very relevant halacha. Also, let's say you daven early Friday night. If you make Shabbos early Friday night, you daven at the 7 o'clock mincha, which we spoke about in other shurim, how controversial it really is. But let's say you daven at the 7 o'clock mincha. So you get home by 8 o'clock. And now you sit down and eat your Shabbos meal. So that's a problem. Because who's going to remind you? You're not going back to shul. So you have to make sure to start your meal before it says Gechavim, or before half an hour before it says Gechavim. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks on this Ramah. He says, I don't understand the Ramah. The Ramah says, if you started Be'isr, you have to stop. Why? The halach is in Siman Tov Lamed Beis, anything that said the Rabbana, we don't make you stop if you started. So Ferkim Kiveger, so why does the Ramah make you stop? Says him Kiveger, because the Ramah holds it's a Sphere Saimir is the Raisa. So Sphere Saimir is the Raisa according to Ramah, so we can no longer count Ben Hashmashas. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, no, that's not Pshat in the Ramah. The Ramah knows that Sphere Saimir is the Rabbana, or at least possibly the Rabbana. So why does he tell you to stop? Because it's easy to count Aimer. It takes a few seconds. So therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, don't bring me a Raya from this Ramah. Really, the Ramah agrees Sphere Saimir is the Rabbana. So why does he make you stop? He only makes you stop because it's easier to stop. To stop and daven mincha or ma'ariv, that takes much more time, that they won't make you do. But to stop and count sefira takes a few seconds, so that's why. So therefore, tainus the Mishnah Berurah, there's no raya from Rabbi Kiveg. There's no raya from the Ramah.
Okay, so let's say doing 10 o'clock ma'ariv would allow you to ordinarily eat.
Right.
Is it better to say...
Right, so that's when we kick in this bereva amsfar, that we say, you know, it's better to go to shul and do it over there. Now, so this machloikis is very, very important. Based on this machloikis, there became a big tumult in the nusach of L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, those who say L'shem Yichud, okay? There's a line over there, it says, Hineni Mochelam, it says L'shem Yichud, the Kayim Mitzvahs Asay Shal Sfira Soimer. The Achronim said, what are you talking about? The Kayim Mitzvahs Asay? It's not a Mitzvahs Asay. It's a Dirabbanan. The Rambam Sheet is, if you call it Dirabbanan as a Raisi, Ovilai Saser. So the Achronim said, 1 second. How are we all going around saying L'shem Yichud? It's wrong. We're not allowed to say it. So the Klausenberg Rebbe says, Fakert! He says, you see if the L'shem Yichud Araya, that's your sermon, it's Taka Deraisa. Klausenberg Rebbe brought it as a right. But not everyone agreed to this. So many Achrayim don't say those words. They don't put those words, L'kayim Mitzvah Saseh, because they held you're not allowed to say those words, because it's only the Rabban. Ibsam Zalman came for the defense. He says, no. L'kayim Mitzvah Saseh means a Mitzvah Rabban. So the way you have to read it is, L'kayim Mitzvah Saseh Dirabbanan, Shel Sfira Soimer. But there's a bigger problem. What about the words Kemoisha Kasav B'Torah? So you'll tell me, Kemoisha Kasav B'Torah means that we're mimicking the concept found in the Torah. But says Moshe Shtermach, if you go like Reb Chaim, that the Zeichel Mikdash has nothing to do with that, it's a separate Takana. What do you mean Kemoisha Kasav B'Torah? What the Torah said has nothing to do with what we're doing today. It's no connection at all. So how do you read the words Kemoisha Kasav B'Torah? So he took that out also. He thought that's not the right thing to say. He added the Kasav B'Torah, it's Svartim. What we're doing today has nothing to do with what's in the Torah. The Torah says count Sfirah, and we're doing to remind ourselves we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So he mamish played around with the whole Nusach. Now on the bottom is the tshuva from the Noidib Yehuda. The Noidib Yehuda was adamant against his whole L'Shem Yichud. Says the Noidib Yehuda, why do you say L'Shem Yichud? I really love Tvishim. Why do you say L'Shem Yichud? To give you the proper Kavanah. Says the Noidib Yehuda, when Ashek Nesah G'dayla were Mesakim Brachas, that's what they put into the Bracha. That you don't need anything more than the Bracha. Don't be better than the Bracha, says the Noidib Yehuda. There's no need for L'Shem Yichud. So, if you subscribe to that, you never say L'Shem Yichud. But even if you do say L'Shem Yichud, then L'Shem Yichud by Sfiras HaOmer is very controversial. Because that line of L'Kayim Mitzvah Saseh presents a problem if you are of the opinion that it's not a mitzvah saseh, then you're not allowed to say it. For that reason, many Achreim Taka changed it. Reb Shlomo Zalman was more pariv on it. He felt you don't have to change it, but many Gedolei Achreim took out those words. They didn't say the words of Kamash Shekasev. They didn't say the words L'Kayim Mitzvah Saseh. Okay. Let's go the other way. So this one is a tricky one. This one everyone's trying to figure out. That's part of, there's a long Chag Yaakov where he takes big issue with these new changes. Who makes these changes? So I'll be a Kabbalah. It's brought down by other Mekubalim. But everyone takes issue. That's really the Noidib Yehuda saying. Who made these new things up? What was wrong with the brachas? And that's the way we lived. We were very happy. So the Chag Yaakov in the beginning of Tav Pei Tes goes through this idea. He quotes a Marshal where he's very unhappy, so to say, with these new inventions of doing things differently than they used to be. But if you look, the Kav HaChaim quotes it from Mekubalim, but you know those are Pikabala, it's a big thing to them. Well, let's go the other way. We say now, but you can count Ben Hashmashas. Okay? What happens if I wake up today and I realize I didn't count last night and it's Ben Hashmashas? Can I play Ben Hashmashas the other way? Can I say, oh, Ben Hashmashas Safik, it might still be day, so I could still count? Can I do that? So the answer is yes. Reb Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, and Reb Shlomo Zalman has a piece. They all say you could play it the other way also. But, says Reb Avad Yosef, you can't play it both ways. Which means, you can't count at 8:15 last night's Svira, and then count at 8:16 tonight's Svira. That's a good old-fashioned target of the Sasri. That's a contradiction. Because if it's Mamon Hashach, if I'm counting last night's Svira, I'm saying it's day. I can't turn around a minute later and count tonight's Svira. So if it happens to a person where he forgot and he remembered Ben HaShemoshes, so what he has to do is count last night, but then he has to wait for Tzitzik Chavim to count the following night. What happens if it's Friday night and you're Mekabel Shabbos already? And then you realize that you didn't, so Ramesh says, okay, you can still count. Even though you're Mekabel Shabbos, even though all that, you can still count. Okay. Now, what about counting after Plaga Mincha? Is there any possibility that a person would be allowed to count after Plaga Mincha? Now, it sounds almost ridiculous. Plaga Mincha is the middle of the day. Plaga Mincha is the late sixes, right? Counting Sfiras HaOmer tonight at 7 o'clock, it's bright outside. How can you do it? So if you turn to the other side, there's an interesting Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber writes, HaMispal Im Hatzimur Bi Bo'od Yom. If a person is davening with the shul during the daytime, Moine Imahim B'loi Bracha. Count with them, but without a bracha. And if you happen to remember after night, after dark, yivarech v'yispar, make a bracha and count again. Very strange mechaber. What's miboid yoim? What time is it? So the Taz says, we're talking about Rishayim, they count Sfiras HaOmer at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. What's going on over here? You're in a shul and they're counting Sfiras HaOmer miboid yoim. So the mechaber says, count without a bracha, and then if you remember later, count again. Well, you're allowed to count Sfiras HaOmer during the day. So the Mishnah Berurah says, no. You know what's going on over here? We're talking about a case to counting Ben HaShemoshes. And Ben HaShemoshes, you're allowed to count. But you don't want to count Ben HaShemoshes. You're a firmer guy. You want to be choshish for all those Rishayim. But you're also a very practical person. You know that you leave shul and you go home, there's a very good chance you're not going to remember. So what you do is you make it tonight. You say, like, if I, good old-fashioned tonight. If I remember later, so I didn't want this to be a good counting. If I don't remember later, I want this to be my counting. To which the Taz makes a very controversial comment. He says, you can't make Tanoim by mitzvahs. Very famous Taz. The reason why it's a famous Taz is because it's not true. We make Tanoim all the time by mitzvahs. Kvega writes, if a person comes to shul and you're watching the clock and it's 9 o'clock and the Sayyid Zman Kriyashma is 9:32 and you don't know who they're going to put up for Shachris. So you don't know if you're going to make it or you're not going to make it. So what do? Says Kvega. You say Shema tonight. If they're going to make it, then the Shema I said shouldn't be a real Shema. If they're not going to make it, then I want it to be the good Shema. So you see, you could do it. There's other rayas, chehen of the chehen, other rayas that you can make it tonight by mitzvah. That's the famous Avnei Nezer by, you make it tonight by Afi Koyman. Okay. Achrayim had issue with that also. But in any case, that's the Taz. So.
How can we say that we can't say, yesterday we counted 9 instead of saying today's the 10th day?
In which case?
In general, people say, when
yes.
What night's
right?
Yesterday was that. According to this, you can count Once without a bracha, and then with a bracha.
No, because over here, that's exactly why it's without a bracha. Because if you were to count the first time with a bracha, and then later on you're mevatlet, so you would be making a bracha levatol.
But here you're not even making a bracha. You're not even counting. Somebody says to you, what's tonight?
Right, so that, right. According to many, if a guy asks you what's tonight, and you say to yourself, I don't want to be mekayim the mitzvah. I'm a chavin shloil. I don't want to be yotzei mitzvah. It's not a problem. The same thing Rabbi Kiviniger talks about by lulav. Everyone's always worried when they shake lulav and esrik. So everyone knows they put the pitum upside down. Kiviniger says, what's the problem? Hold it up, but don't have kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah. Why doesn't anyone do that? Because I think everyone's afraid that you're not going to have that kavana. So if a guy comes over to you and says, what's tonight? And you tell him, tonight is whatever, and I have no, I don't want to be mechavit. So it's not a problem. I just don't think most people do it. So the Be'er Halacha quotes over a whole list of achrenim that hold that the mechaber didn't mean after Ben HaShemoshes. He meant after Plaga Mincha. And there's actually a tzad in the world that you can actually count sphere after Plaga Mincha. He says the Be'er Halacha, how? He says, what's the big deal? You could have a marriage after Plaga Mincha. So you have a mind, you can count Tzvira. If we're going to play this imaginary game, then it's night. So play the game with Tzvira Sayyimer also. So, Rabbi Yashiv writes, Halach L'maisa, let's say a person goes to a place where the sun sets very late. Europe. In Europe, this time of the year, Shkia is extremely late. That's why when it comes to staying up Lel Shavuos, it's a big shayla. Can they make early Shavuos? It's very late in Europe. So can a person be Sayyimich on this Plaga Mincha? Rabbi Yashiv says, absolutely not. We are not Sayyimich on the idea that you can count after Plaga Mincha. You have to wait till at least Ben HaShemoshes. However, we mentioned earlier that Reb Shmuel Vazza says, no, for people that are not going to make it that late, they want to sleep early, or for children that are not going to stay up, they could count after Plag. But other than that, a person should not rely on that. Now, if everything we're saying is correct, that you're not really allowed to count Ben HaShemoshes, so if a person comes over to you, Ben HaShemoshes, and asks you, what's tonight's sphere? You should be allowed to tell him what it is. The guy comes over to you today at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and asks you what's tonight's sphere, you can tell him. You can't count. So if Ben HaShemoshes is not really a time where you're yotze, why can't you tell him what tonight's sphere is? So the Mishnah Berurah says, no, it's still Ben HaShemoshes, you shouldn't tell it to him. What about after Plag? A guy comes to you tonight after Plag HaMincha and he asks you what's tonight's sphere. Are you allowed to tell him what tonight is? So many Achareim say, yeah, why not? You can't count after Plag. But again, the minute today is we're always very nervous. We always say, last night was, we don't want to take any chances. But you can make that argument. You can say, 1 second. If you're telling me that I'm not really yotze after Plag HaMincha, so I should be allowed to tell you what tonight's sphere is without any problem. So, halacha l'maaseh, after Ben HaShemoshes, or during Ben HaShemoshes is controversial, but at least you have Rishayim Rubi Semichan. After Plag HaMincha is really, really difficult, because after Plag HaMincha, it's a very shver to believe that you'd be allowed to count sphere. So I remember, nonetheless, there are those who say that you could. So the Klausenberger Rebbe concludes, he really thinks that we shouldn't rely on Safed Yabar Lekula, because this is an easy thing to bypass. It's not like a Safi, you don't know, you can't be Mavar. You'll wait another 15, 20 minutes. The Rav will give a little bit of a longer drasha, and this way you'll be able to count. So again, halacha l'maaseh, I think if a person is weary that he might not remember, I think he should count after Ben HaShemoshes. If a person knows he's going to remember when he gets home, I think a person should try to wait until it's after Ben HaShemoshes to be Yoytze Midei Safik. I think after Plag is very not l'chadchila. Again, maybe on a special case scenario, a person is very weak, he doesn't feel well, he's going to bed early. Maybe he can count after Plag. But l'chadchila, a person should try to count after... Erev Shabbos. With the plug, I mean, if you make Shabbos with plug. Yeah, I think a person who makes... I make early Shabbos with plug, so you gotta just... I don't think you should count Sefirah then. I think you should... You shouldn't, but I think you gotta just watch the clock when you want to sit down and have your Suda. For those people who have the 7 o'clock Friday night, you gotta be careful just... If you're not allowed to start the meal within a half an hour before Tzeis. So if Tzeis, let's say, is going to be 8:45, so by 8:15, it gets a little tricky. You might either have to hurry up Kabbalah Shabbos, or schlep at your meal, or ask your neighbor to come and remind you to count Sefira. You might have to ask your neighbor that when he finishes his meal, he should come to your house, knock on the door, and remind you to count Sefira. But if you're going to daven Plag, you'll probably get the meal in before that time, so you won't have such a problem. But again, I think the preferred time a person should try to count Sefira is if he can, the later would be the better. This way you yotze all the shitas, how we should.